Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, live at HIMSS 2013 in New Orleans. I'm sitting down with Rob Anthony, the Deputy Director of the Health IT Initiative Group at CMS, along with Rob Tegalica, the Director of the Office of eHealth Standards and Services at CMS. And today we're talking about some of the eHealth initiatives and reporting harmonization that they're speaking about at HIMSS this year. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, first, Rob Tegalicod. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to talk to you, address you by your last names because we have two Robs here. So tell me a little bit about your role in CMS and sort of what you're talking about here at HIMSS with the harmonization of the reporting initiatives.
Sure. As you just said, indicated in the beginning, I'm the director of the Office of eHealth Standards and Services at CMS, and we're the enterprise office that takes all e-health initiatives within CMS and brings them together in terms of planning and execution. And there are several aspects to this this program. So there's the EHR incentive program, that there's administrative simplification, which includes 5010 and ICD-10. We work with the Center for Clinical Standards and Quality regarding eCQMs, or electronic clinical quality measures. We also work with Medicaid and other folks regarding the health information exchanges. And under my shop, we have privacy. So I'm also the senior privacy official at CMS. And we are, yes, indeed, trying to bring all those initiatives into harmonization or alignment, as you say, particularly regarding reporting.
Well, how did things get so complicated between, you know, PQRS and meaningful use and all the other reporting programs that physicians and hospitals can get involved in?
Sure. I mean, the federal responses to legislation required a quick response and not necessarily what we call a holistic response. And so now we're taking a step back, looking at it from an enterprise point of view, meaning CMS as an agency that oversees several initiatives, and how do we align them better? And so we're talking with our colleagues within the organization as well as with industry. The question is, how do we better align all these initiatives and reduce the inherent burden of these programs and make it a bit more simple so that people can get paid for what they actually do and actually focused on quality? So that's what we're, you know, essentially doing in this next generation of enterprise.
Yeah, and so what are the next steps? You know, you're hunting and gathering information at HIMSS and sort of preaching a little bit.
Right.
What do you do once you get back, and sort of what's your timetable that you're thinking right now?
Well, we're meeting with several folks. One, CEOs from other organizations. We're also talking with our other colleagues in the federal government and how we do this better. The question is, what do we need to do to move forward? One, I think we need to have a roadmap, but there has been a call to do a e-health roadmap, both from industry as well as within government, about what are our discrete goals, what do we share in, what are our milestones in which we can achieve them, and what are some of the time frames, and also try to clarify some of the definitions. So, for example, what do we mean when we say real time? What do we mean when we say I'm going to be paid for quality? Exactly what are those metrics, and what are those metrics across all these programs? So I think we're having those conversations, but again, our commitment to a private and public partnership is very important, a message and initiative that we're taking.
Mm-hmm. And Rob Anthony, what are you speaking about at HIMSS this time around?
Well, as part of the e-health initiatives, we're going to talk a little bit about the EHR incentive program. So we've already talked yesterday about stage one and the progress that we've made, and we have a large number of people who are already participating in the program. We have over 70% of hospitals that are participating in the program, and close to 50% of physicians at this point that are participating in the program. So we're very encouraged by that. But of course, the thing that's really on a lot of people's minds is implementation of stage two. There are some more challenging requirements with stage two, but they are also the critical requirements that lead exactly to the type of things that Rob was talking about with e-health, where we're supporting interoperability and information exchange. So we'll be talking a little bit about what those requirements are and how to meet those.
How do you see the timing of stage two rolling out? I mean, when are the earliest adopters going to start complying, would you guess, and then sort of the rest of the healthcare system will sort of follow? There's always the early adopters. They love it, but what is
sure.
The timing?
Well, the time schedule right now, there's going to be a fairly sizable number of people who will come in 2015, or 2014 rather. Those are our early adopters of the program overall. They're the people who came in 2011 and were the first to actually adopt a electronic health record system and begin to meaningfully use it. So they're on a timetable to begin meeting those stage two requirements in 2014. But if we take a look at the folks that are in the system now, so the 50% of EPs who are participating and 70% of hospitals, they're not far behind. So we'll see a lot of people in 2015 also coming in and meeting those stage two requirements as well. So we're very optimistic that by the end of 2015, we're going to see a sizable number of people meeting those robust information exchange requirements.
Yeah. Hospitals and physicians right now are having, I wouldn't say a difficult time, well, some are, but they're having a very busy time implementing a lot of initiatives that CMS is requiring right now, between, you know, HIPAA, meaningful use. A lot of healthcare providers are beginning to participate in ACOs and, of course, PQRS and all that stuff. What would you say to providers who are feeling overwhelmed by implementing all of these initiatives, big bang at once? And you can go first, Rob.
Sure. I'll punt it and Rob can finish it. The one thing is again, our commitment to looking at all of the requirements of each of the programs. First of all, we have to understand what the legislative intent and requirements are. There's also regulation. But within those, what latitude do we have in order to align them better so that they're not a different measure for PQRS versus another program versus another program? We are very much looking at ACOs and EHRs and quality measures as aligned. And so those are the kind of things that we're looking at. And again, we are looking at that internally as well as externally. What will make it easier, but again, get to the fundamental transformation that we're looking at? It's healthcare delivery and payment reform at the same time. And so, yes, interoperability, alignment, all those things are important, and data exchange is important in doing that.
I think we're all sort of facing the challenge. We're facing it as an agency. This is legislation. We're required to enact a lot of this, and all of it sort of comes in at the same time. But we're very sensitive, I think, to the challenges that are facing providers and hospitals, because there are a lot of programs. You throw in EHR incentive programs and ICD-10 and PQRS and new payment models and HIPAA requirements. There are a lot of things. I would urge people to keep in mind that each of these things don't exist separately, and they don't exist in a vacuum. And that, I think, is what we're trying to do with this idea of e-health and a roadmap, is show people how all of these elements come together, that that ICD-10 and other standards underlie the use of an EHR in a way that can be used to support payment reform and participation in an ACO or quality measurement reporting for a program like PQRS. HIPAA is a component, security risk analysis is a component of your EHR incentive program, your meaningful use. So all of these things ultimately play together. If we look at each of these and we think about how each of them might change healthcare or help us reach the goal of increasing quality and reducing cost, I think that none of them gets us there individually. But if we look at them as a whole, I think each of them is a part of the puzzle that will show us where to go on this. So that's what we're trying to do with eHealth in the roadmap.
Right. And I like to resurrect the word. It's synergy and all of those so that all together they result in the effect that we were talking about. It's healthcare reform.
So if I'm hearing you right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you as an agency are trying to simplify things the best you can as the law and policy allow. Mm-hmm. Is that
right.
Fair?
Absolutely, and look for places where we can align these. We started to do some of this work already. I mean, if you're a person who is participating in the EHR incentive programs, you're a physician, you can report now through PQRS, and it will meet both of those programs. So we're looking for places like that where we can reduce the burden on physicians, but we're also looking at ways that we can talk to providers and hospitals about how to implement these things together to make that burden.
Right. And we're also looking at technical solutions in conjunction with the Center for Clinical Standards and Quality. One is that is there a system or a place or whatever the method is in order to report them just once and not report it several times for these various different programs? So I think, based on what my colleagues were saying just yesterday, we're moving and we're already getting there. Hopefully we can roll it out sooner than later. No promises at this point in time, but we clearly want to go out there and say, yeah, there's only one place, and that's the place you do it. And you, by the way, you qualify for several other programs that you only have to enter this place once.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Can I plug our website?
Sure.
it's www.cms.gov/ehealth.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.